New research shows a 20-plus year discrepancy in life expectancy in different parts of Phoenix. The new City Health Dashboard takes data from a number of metrics, including education, income, unemployment, access to parks, smoking, and access to health care. With me to talk about the results is Octavia Wojcik, a program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which helped compile the results. And Octavia, how did you decide which metrics to use here?
Well, we know that there are a number of different, what we like to call social determinants or factors that impact life expectancy. And we certainly chose things that were associated with socioeconomic status, with employment, housing affordability, income, and then things that are more apparently related, such as chronic diseases.
Do you consider any of those more important than the others?
I don't know that I'd be able to pick one versus another, and I think it really varies from community to community, the kinds of impacts that those variables have on health. But overall, they are all incredibly important in how long and also how healthy a person is.
Well, yeah, I want to ask about the variability, because it would seem as though that in some places, you know, some cities would naturally do better at some of those than others. I'm wondering how you sort of try to make it an apples to apples comparison when some cities might do better on A and some might do better on B.
Right. And I think this is where it's important to look at really neighborhood by neighborhood, not even city level, because we know that cities can be really large and have large populations, and we want to target as much as possible and be specific in geographic areas. That way we can target interventions and resources that can then be applied within the community.
So let's talk about what you found in Phoenix. And it looked as though there were a number of the metrics in which Phoenix did better than the average of the 500 areas that you looked at. I'm wondering what sort of your takeaway is from what you found in the data for the city.
Well, I think I'll start with saying that we did find that there's a 23-year age gap in life expectancy within the city. So even though Phoenix may be doing well in certain areas, there are always areas for improvement. And if you really look down a bit more specifically, I think two of the factors that where we see a lot of variation between these different life expectancy areas are in unemployment and in childhood poverty. So those are potential intervention, places for intervention.
When you talk about a 23-year gap in terms of life expectancy in different parts of the city, that seems like a pretty big gap. Did you find anything like that in other cities as well?
We certainly did. There's many cities throughout the U.S. that came in at a similar level. So Phoenix is not an outlier in any case. They are more of what we are seeing.
Well, so what does that tell you about sort of how resources and services are distributed throughout Phoenix?
I mean, I think the importance of this data being available neighborhood by neighborhood, individuals or anyone really within the community can go in and compare neighborhoods and then look at other potential data sources, such as where are resources being directed within a city? What does healthcare access look like? What does affordable housing look like? What about employment in these various areas to try to identify specifically where the differences are and where either resources can be allocated or there can be some sort of targeting.
Is it too simplistic either for Phoenix or for other cities to assume that the neighborhoods with the lower life expectancy are lower income areas and the areas with higher life expectancies are the higher income areas?
In fact, we are seeing that association. I can't say that for every place that's the case, but that is something that we're seeing overall.
When you look at some of the interventions that you mentioned, I'm wondering how many of them are sort of on the individual level and how many are on a bigger level, be it a nonprofit or a government or somebody, some entity larger than just a person making a choice.
I think that it is a combination of both. At the individual level, individuals, for example, parents can continue to make healthy choices for their families. Educators can continue to provide quality education to their students. But then when you think about, for example, businesses in a community, they can provide healthy options both for their employees and hopefully for the communities. And then you can even roll that up into policymakers. And so they can make specific choices in the policies and laws that they enact, which will have a positive impact on health, well-being, and life expectancy.
Given all of the various metrics that you use and given the fact that you went down to the neighborhood level, is it possible to make a comparison between Phoenix and maybe the cities in the Phoenix metro area relative to other cities around the country or maybe even a national average in terms of how we're doing as far as average life expectancy?
You can definitely do a comparison. I would say I would feel comfortable saying to the national average, the life expectancy at the national average is 78 years old. And what we've seen in Phoenix is the lowest life expectancy is 68, while the largest is really 91. So you see that the national average falls right within that. But again, when you're comparing, so nationally, I feel comfortable with that comparison. But comparing Phoenix to other cities, there's some complications, I would say, with that because there are just different policies, practices, systems in place in various cities that might not be comparable.
Octavia Wojcik is a program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We'll post a link to the City Health Dashboard at theshow.kjzz.org.